Born as Prince Rogers Nelson, the seven-time Grammy winner was known as a multi-instrumentalist innovator. He brought together influences from jazz, rock, funk, and psychedelic pop, forming it into his own original style. His fans were in disbelief at the announcement of his death.
It hurts really deep because he set the stage for a lot of acts that follow. And a lot of people don't appreciate what he brought to the table. He was beyond time. What he did in the late 70s to the 80s, no one was doing. And no one's still doing. And he's going to be missed.
Born in 1958 to musical parents, Prince, as he would become known, soon showed talent. David Zee is a producer who worked closely with him and helped produce the demo that got the then teenager signed to a contract.
He wanted to never do the predictable. He'd reinvented himself several times over his career. We'd used to do two songs a day from start to finish. So in the morning we'd start recording the drums and we'd do the whole song and all the vocals and everything and wouldn't take it off the board till it was mixed and then it was done. And then we'd do another one, you know, pretty proficient, just rattling off two songs a day. You know, he had a lot of energy.
But it was albums in the 1980s with his band The Revolution that made him into an international star. His songs like Kiss, Let's Go Crazy, When Doves Cry, and Sign of the Times went on to become international hits, selling over 100 million records. He wrote a string of hits for other artists too. But he came into conflict with his record company, temporarily renaming himself the artist formerly known as Prince to avoid his contractual obligations. Prince was also known for being reclusive. Speaking to veteran US broadcaster Larry King in 1999, he described how he would categorize his music.
The only thing I could think of, because I really don't like categories, but the only thing I could think of is inspirational. And I think music that is from the heart falls right into that category.
Fellow artists such as Spike Lee and Quincy Jones also expressed their sadness. President Barack Obama said in a statement, "Prince did it all. Funk, rhythm and blues, rock and roll." He said Prince was a virtuoso instrumentalist and nobody's spirit was stronger, bolder or more creative. The last known recording, taken just days ago on a fan's mobile phone, showed why many people regarded him as possibly the greatest showman on earth.